Well, hello everybody, it's Tomas Meets with RBI Game of the Week, courtside with you as it's RBI game time here at the B-Schools Championships, the big state tournament dance here at Spokane, been hosted here for 50 years, and thank you to the supporters of Radio Bainbridge Institute and our media education programs. We're following the Kings West Warriors, the boys for the first time making it to state, along with the girls who surprised everybody after losing seven starters. They got back as well. They were knocked out in two solid games and are watching and cheering their boys on. The Warriors winning both of their first, overcoming the tough and hardy Ritzville Broncos in last evening's game to earn their way into tonight's semifinal, hoping to be in the final game tomorrow. Not for any medal, which they can do regardless of the outcome tonight, but for the championship. What a way to make your debut. Let's just talk about things here. The earlier semifinal featured the undefeated Willapa Valley Vikings taking on the Northwest Christian Crusaders, and despite their penchant for a slow start, they came from behind in the first quarter, down 11-7, worked their way into a one-point advantage at the half, and won 55-39. So who's going to take on the Willapa Valley Vikings, who are now 27-0? Will it be Sunnyside Christian Knights, coming from District 5 here in the western part of the state, coming into tonight's ballgame with 24 wins like the Warriors, but with only one loss? Or the Kings West Warriors from Bremerton, touched by Rick Walker. They fashioned an undefeated season to take the SeaTac League, and then for the first time ever went down to the Tri-District, where they captured and claimed their Tri-District trophy, bringing them into state. 24-3, led by Jesse Reeves and six other seniors. Reeves, a schoolyard player, with Adam Schildmeier and Eric Bright around the West Sound area, Kitsap Peninsula, are joined by Stan Moore and John Lamsma in the starting lineup, with Philip Wrigley, the other senior, and Adam Burleson off the bench. And don't forget the young guys, David Skeels, improving every single game, checking in with 5 points and very solid play in last night's win. Taking a look at the Sunnyside Christians, they rely heavily upon their four seniors, Sean Tudor averaging 2.4, but Chad DeBurr, with a 6'3" frame, has 18.8 points as a junior. Andrew Schutt and Jordan Hack averaging double digits as well, 10.4 for the 6'1 Schutt, and also 6'1 Hack with 14.6. The other senior starting the lineup will be Derek Vandegraaff, with a 6'3" frame as well. But on the Warriors' side, they've got height and they've got ball controls. Jesse Reeves handling the ball really well, replaced by David Skeels, who's probably the best ball handler in the club. Stan Moore, solid competitor, knows just how far to go, and pretty savvy out there as well. Eric Bright, 6'8" on the floor, is complemented by John Lamsma, 6'4". North Kitsap loss is the Warriors' gain, as he's just checked in with the Warriors this year, averaging 6.6. Bright leading the big guys with 13.8. Adam Schildmeier scoring from the outside can go down as well to claim his 20.5 points per game. But Jesse Reeves, taking care of the ball, knows how to score as well, and he can score 11.2. How did they get here? Of course, they've had to win the first two games, and most recently, Sunnyside Christian beat DeSales, the Irish, surprising everybody, beating last year's champs, the number one team, Republic, unable to pull on their three-point shooting against the Sunnyside Christians, who methodically wore them down, took them until the second half to get into double digits, and finally succumbing 54-31 to Sunnyside Christian Knights. For the Knights, leading the way, Jordan Hack with 19, also had 11 rebounds, two others in double digits, Andrew Schutt and Chad DeBurr. DeBurr with 11 and Schutt with 14. Sean Tudor checked in with 2. Aaron Vandegraaff off the bench with 2. And Vandegraaff Derek, the starting center guy, is in with 6. If you take a look at the overall picture, the team had 35 rebounds in their win and only 8 turnovers, so they take care of the ball and play solid defense. Lynn Ritzwood came back on the Warriors and built a hefty lead, and leading the way was Schildmeier and Bright with 12 points apiece. Bright checked in with 11 rebounds as well. Schildmeier dished the ball as well, and Jesse Reeves, with 6 points, had 3 assists. David Skeels, a bit of a story too, with his 5 points and only 2 turnovers. Lamsma, very solid down the way, making 4 for 4 from the free throw stripe, including the key winning point. followed up with an 8-point game and six total rebounds, one on the offensive end. Winning 48-45 over Lynn Richfield Broncos. They're set to check in here on what will promise to be a very exciting game. Other scores, as we mentioned, Willapa winning 55-39. The ACH team that was the first loss to the Kings West Warriors, last year's runner-ups, in the final dance again, taking care of the Cooler Cougars by a score of 50-39. ACH standing for Elmira Cooley Heartline. The Warriors also were led by the 17 points of Michelle Balcom, the very steady point guard. And Molly Gwynn down underneath, 14, only two in double digits, unlike their win against the Warriors. Once again, for RBI Game of the Week, I'm Tomas Mita at her Spokane Arena and the Classic B Schools Championship. We'll be right back with action, introductions, and actions. Thanks for tuning in.